Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We are broadcasting live from the Faith and Film Festival at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. It's a lot of fun.
It's an exciting day here.
It is.
Lots of people.
Now, we're kind of hanging out outside the main auditorium right now. There's a speaker presenting. We don't want to interrupt that, so we don't want to be rude and interrupt that.
They wouldn't like us if we did that.
We're privileged to have with us the Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour. Dr. Ziegler, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour this morning.
Thanks, Andy. Thanks, Sarah. My pleasure to be here.
Checking out the Faith and Film Festival.
Yeah.
Are you a connoisseur of film?
I wouldn't say that. I enjoy films. So I'm learning more. Yeah.
So today will be your first opportunity to check out some of the film.
Right. I wasn't able to get here yesterday evening, so here this morning, and you guys grabbed me, so here I am.
Thank you. Thanks. So have you picked out what films you'll get to view today? Because I know there are options.
Right. So I get to serve as a moderator of one of the select films for the breakout session. And then I plan to come and be a part of the large group film later tonight. Bring my wife. We're going to make it a date night.
Aww.
Yeah.
Look at that. Works.
Kind of a nerdy date night.
Turning
work
into
a panel afterwards.
Nerdy date nights are great.
Yes.
I'm on board with that.
So what breakout session will you be moderating today?
I get to discuss and be a part of discussion on a film called Leave No Trace. And they picked me, Jacob Wamfler, pastor from Kansas City. He and I are going to be moderating this because we both have some background in the military. Mm-hmm. And it's a film about a father and a daughter, their relationship as the father struggles with post-traumatic stress that's left, a lot of it's left unsaid, but you can see it in the way he interacts with his daughter and other people in the world at large. Is there's some sort of heavy burden he's trying to process, and so the film is really about their relationship. Mm-hmm. Powerful film.
Mm-hmm. Are there things that you are you a film analyzer? Are you someone that, like, because we just had David Lewis on, and he's one that watches through the entire film and then analyzes.
Right. I would not say I'm a film analyzer. I like to be immersed in stories of all kinds, and films are just one type. So I think about them, but I'm certainly not at the caliber of a David Lewis with his depth of knowledge and the amount that he can bring to the discussion.
Sure. Yeah.
But I enjoy being immersed in any story.
Yeah. Are there storylines that you gravitate towards, or specific films or film genres that you especially like, for a certain reason?
That's a good question. I'd say I appreciate a film that can help me see the world in a little different way. Mm-hmm. And appreciate something maybe that I've overlooked. I enjoy the feel-good films as well, but I think the films that really stick with me are the ones that challenge the way that I see the world, help me empathize with another perspective.
What are you looking forward to in the breakout session that you get to do here in just a little while today? What do you're not an analyzer of film necessarily,
right?
But what do you hope to see in that breakout session?
On one level, I'm looking forward to facilitating the conversation about it. That's something I love to do. I host a podcast that has a sister podcast with the Lutheran Hour called Speaking of Jesus, and that's, we're just trying to facilitate conversation around something meaningful and primarily the Word of God. But it's the same kind of thing, is facilitating conversation, helping people speak about what impacted them, what touched them in this film. So I'm looking forward to that on one level. On another level, the specifics of this film, it's a kind of film that it leaves you sad at the end.
Yeah.
It's a PG film, so you could watch it with your family. I watched it with my family. It at the end of it, my family was giving me a hard time. They were saying, "Dad, I can't believe you made us watch this movie. It was terrible. It made us feel so, you know." They didn't say that, but they just said it was bad. And a couple of days later, I was talking with my son, and again, he was giving me a hard time. He said, "Dad, I can't believe you made us watch that movie. You always pick movies like this." And I said, "Titus, did you think it was a bad movie, or did it just make you feel bad?"
Oh.
And he said, "It made me feel bad." And I said, "Well, it's probably because it's a very good movie. It's a powerful movie, you're just not used to movies that end leaving you feeling bad. And that was ended up being a really good conversation, because it's you know, the kind of basic storylines of a comedic storyline where everything gets tied together. Things start bad but get good, and then the tragic storyline, things start kind of, I mean, good but get bad. And that's exactly what Leave No Trace is. It starts good and gets bad. And you see the characters revealed in this tragedy that is their lives are breaking apart. And so we had a good conversation about what the stories do to us. They don't always just leave us feeling good.
Mm-hmm. So and they shouldn't either.
Right. Because life is more complex than just that. Certainly being followers of Jesus, knowing the story of everything, ends in resurrection, new creation, the wedding feast of the Lamb, good. There is tragedy along the way that is an important part of our story, that movies like Leave No Trace or other tragedies help us appreciate that in our own stories.
So stories can be very useful, whether it's in film, whether it's in book, or whatever whatever way you're reading or hearing a story, it can be valuable for thinking,
right,
and developing. Man,
critical
words are hard.
I would take it a step further and say not just useful, but we swim in stories like fish swim in the sea. An author I like wrote that, and it's the truth. We are story creatures. Another author I read wrote, God created human beings because he loves stories. We just experience life in story, and this is why films are so, we gravitate toward them, but we're immersed in them. And the other thing I think is important is that we tend to talk about the stories that we're immersed in. Mm-hmm. And then the stories that we're immersed in, once we talk about them, we continue to immerse ourselves in them. And I think that's important for Christian witness, is what are the stories that the people in our surroundings, what are they immersing themselves in? And how can we meet them there but help them see this other story, mm-hmm. the story of Jesus? The Bible is as the culminating the story that culminates in Jesus. How can we let them be immersed in that as well?
Yeah. The Reverend Dr. Michael Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and also one of the moderators of the breakout sessions here at the Faith of Film Festival at Concordia Seminary. Thank you so much for being our guest.
My pleasure, Andy. Thanks for letting me come and visit.
Absolutely. And also joining us now, Erica Bennett. She is the director of continuing education here at Concordia Seminary. Erica, thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to come be a part of the Faith and Film Festival at Concordia Seminary.
Of course, Andy, when you said you guys wanted to come, I was like, of course, yes. Good follow-up from our interview. Was that a couple months ago? Or last month. So so glad you're here. I am extremely tired, but I am running on dopamines. Is that the right word? Or endorphins? Not endorphins, dopamines, right? I think. Anyway, the happy thing that keeps you just energized. So anyway, great group of people. We've got about 70 people here today. Nobody got scared by the weather.
Oh, good.
So that was awesome. These are some diehard film lovers. So that was good. Great kickoff last night with The Writer. And, today we've got a full lineup. We're going till 10:30 PM tonight.
Wow.
Everybody
that is
a
long day of film.
Everybody will watch three films today.
Wow.
And Professor Lewis said that last night you had to cut off the discussion at one point
because
there was so much conversation after the film. And it was a film that really wasn't a popular film. It wasn't a film that
most people were aware of. Yeah, most people had not seen it. But it was a great kickoff. And yes, I even joked with them that I had to go in my mom mode and say, okay, it's 10 o'clock. Everybody needs to go to bed. And Pastor Wamfler, one of the co-creators, was like, you can't tell me to go to bed.
Not my mom.
Right? So we ended it there, and everybody got back here at 8:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And so there's a presenter right now, a keynote speaker, correct?
Yes, Phil Holy. He actually created a course on cinema and religion down at Concordia, Texas.
Oh, wow.
When he was on their faculty, and now he is on the faculty at Mary Hardin Baylor mm-hmm. down in Texas. But we were just thrilled to have him. And when he got here yesterday and I met him, he's like, it's such an honor to be here. And I'm like, what? The honor is all ours. So that was really cool.
Very good. We have just about a minute
left.
I know that there are films you said three more films that everybody will see. They have some choices in the process as well.
Yes.
It sounds like it's going really well. Hoping to maybe have another Faith and Film Festival down the road.
Oh, good question, Andy. Yes, this is the first inaugural film festival. So the next one is actually already on the calendar for January 28th through the 30th of 2021.
Fantastic.
Very good. But of course, like a true film festival, we won't know what the films are until it opens, right?
We will release at least a couple of the big films, mm-hmm. and then there'll be teasers on social media, which we did this time as well.
I am kind of excited. I see one in the lineup for today that I wanted to stick around for.
Which one?
Coco. But I've seen
it. I'm going to see that. The moderator for that is really quick. Is Abby Olchesi from Kansas City? She's a big film person out there.
So we're excited.
Very good.
Erica Bennett, director of continuing education at Concordia Seminary St. Louis, the Faith and Film Festival. Thank you so much for having us today.
Thank you for coming.
I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Thanks to Stephanie back in the studio.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.